ashley.lyte@gmail.com.
Problem. Your skin is dry, your throat is scratchy, and yow! Static shock. Think you can have a comfortable, healthy home with a portable humidifier? You think wrong, my friend, because that only solves the problems in one room. With an April Air humidifier, you get the perfect amount of soothing moisture in every room of your home. Your heating and cooling specialist installs it, and it's comfortable, it's healthier. Enjoy whole home air quality solutions only with April Air.
Call Hoffman Brothers Heating and Air Conditioning, serving the St. Louis Metro, or visit HoffmanBROS.com.
Looking to change your financial income with a job that provides an opportunity to make money as well as a chance to grow your skills? CJ Grant Enterprises, working in the established cable sales industry, is a company that supports the success of its team members, and they're looking for motivated people to join their team. To find out more about CJ Grant Enterprises, visit their website at cjgrant.com or call 1-855-CJ-GRANT, and they'll be happy to discuss your future with the potential for growth and advancement. They'll train you and support your efforts. Apply today at cjgrant.com.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops. Hey!
314-822-7100.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Frank Opinion's on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun left on.
We're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of.
More where that came from.
Give me about 15 minutes.
Make it 20. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 1st edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Zisser Tire, spelled just like it sounds, Z-I-S-S-E-R, zissertire.com. As we roll along over the course of the next few months, we're going to learn about tires, courtesy of Zisser Tire, things you should know, maybe used to know, but don't know anymore. Like for me, how to change a tire. I haven't changed a tire in 30 years, easily. That's why I have AAA. They can come out and change it. We'll talk about Zisser after this.
Hey!
Round of introductions. Our control board is operated by none other than Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And with costs going up, wouldn't it be nice to have a strategy in place to give yourself pay raises? Mark and Jason can help you achieve that. For their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Tina Dalpiez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss in the house with the Trouser Mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. Bernice is in heaven.
Two horses high again.
He will love it. He will love it.
But
look at that. It's a tire, and it's an actual size tire. Tread and everything carved in it. Made out, what's it made out of?
Cheese.
Made out of cheese.
Ah.
How'd you get the cheese black like that? You gotta be kidding me. Mold.
Moldy
cheese. Made a tire out of it. That's beautiful. John Zisser will love that. Give it up, if you would, for Bruce Limperst and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Brought to you by Zisser Tire. I have a question for Tina. Do you know where the jack is in your car?
Yes.
You do?
Yes.
Where is it?
It's underneath the board in the back there.
Have you seen it?
Yeah, when I open it up and look at
it. Okay, you have seen the jack. I mean, you actually do know you've seen where it is.
Yes.
Okay.
It sinks down in that little hole.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, most people, I don't think even know where the jack is. They don't.
It's usually
some cars don't like don't come with jacks.
Usually down by the spare, they have a little bracket in there. That's a
and
jack.
It's usually some little tiny piece of crap. That
it's a little scissors jack. Yeah. It's not like the old days with big old look like you're pumping water or something.
Yeah,
when you raise the car.
I wouldn't use it anyway.
Well, you shouldn't have to. All you have to do is open two top buttons on your blouse, stand on the side of the road, and go, "Help me, help me! I have a flat tire."
I have two flats, but these aren't flat.
Yeah. Yeah. If you'll fix my flat, I'll show you something that isn't flat. That thing will be done in 2 minutes. Tina, how often do you check the air in your tires?
Not very often. I have one of those little lights that comes on if the pressure is off.
Okay, do you know, where would you go to find out what the pressure in your tire should be?
What do you mean, where would I go?
Where would you look to find out how much pressure?
Oh, inside the door.
Very good. That's very good. You know, a lot of people...
I've gone online to look.
You have. A lot of people
I go online for everything now.
Well, a lot of people look on the side of the tire and it says maximum pressure. That's not the pressure you put in the tire. It says inflate to max something PSI, like, you know, 40 PSI. Yeah, that's not what you do. You go, like Tina said, there's almost always a sticker inside the door, the driver's door, right there on the frame, and it'll tell you. Front tire. Sometimes the front tire's like 2 pounds different than the back, depending on the performance
car.
Yeah,
they like those lower for some reason.
But usually they're all the same, sometimes a little different. Sometimes the tires are actually different. I've had cars where the back tires were different than the front tires. You had to order literally a different tire for the back.
Wow.
It was wider than the front. You get into, you know, high-performance cars. And
remember
like
the
that.
70s?
Yeah, I do.
Big old wide tires in the back.
Super wide.
Oh, those were cool.
Yeah, like slicks with tread.
Yeah.
Little things everybody should know where to find that. And I think one of the great new features on cars is that tire pressure sensor thing. Wow, what a fantastic thing that is, because my wife would never look at her tires. When she comes out to the car, there can be a dent in the car. There could be a flat tire. She'd just get in and drive. She didn't pay any attention to it. Every time I get in the car, I kind of look it over. I walk around to see if some schmuck next to me hit my door when he opened his door. She doesn't look. She's not very observant. The other thing that has changed a lot is in the old days, people put snow tires on their car. I don't know anybody who puts snow tires on.
No, and I don't think they...
Do they make them?
I think they do make snow tires, but they have all-terrain tires now.
Well, they're called all-season. They're not really all-terrain.
They look like snow tires.
Yeah, they're the difference between a heavy-tread snow tire and a regular tire. What you want is something that will bite and dig in, but not so much tread that you start to get a rough ride.
Remember
the
snow tires?
You get in those off-road tires.
Weren't there ones with chains on?
No, they had them with studs. Remember the studs?
They had metal studs.
They made that noise when you...
They had metal studs embedded in the tread. And they were illegal to run on dry because they tore the asphalt up.
Weren't there chains, though, too?
You can put chains on.
You buy chains.
In the mountains, they sell
And you put them on your car. Good luck.
You can still buy them, can't you?
Yeah, what a pain.
Yeah, I can't even imagine
If you go to Colorado right now, this winter, you will see cars with chains on the tires, and you'll see signs that say, from this point on, either chains only or approved 4x4, whatever. They won't let you in certain parts of those mountain roads without chains.
That can't be good for your tires, though, can
it? Oh, my goodness, it's horrible. It's terrible. Because if you hit any dry pavement at all, now you're digging the links of the chain into the rubber, into the tire. You want to make sure you are in snow and ice all the time. That's the only time you want chains. And then just the hassle of putting them on and taking them off. And if they break or fly loose, it just tears up the whole fender well because it flies off. That happens, too. The chains break loose. Then you just beat the whole inside of your wheel well to death.
So people there probably go through tires a lot quicker than we do.
Yeah, or they're so accustomed to putting chains on and off, they know how to do it, and they're much better at it, so they know. It's like anything else. Anywhere you live, you learn how to cope. The good news is there's some great tires on the market that are all-season tires, and most vehicles on the road are front-wheel drive, all-wheel, or 4x4, where 30 years ago, most cars on the road were rear-wheel drive. World of difference in the snow in rear-wheel and front-wheel. Here's a little tidbit for you. If you have a front-wheel drive vehicle and you think, boy, I really need a 4x4 in the winter, you get 85% of the pulling power from a front-wheel drive vehicle that you get with a 4x4.
Wow.
85. Yeah. Now, there is that 15% difference that sometimes is just what you need to make it up that hill or over that hump with the 4x4, but you're on the right track if you have. And I think the people who have rear-wheel drive cars know that if it gets really nasty, and it will, they know better than to get out in an old Trans Am or a Corvette or, you know, any of these rear-wheel drive cars. I tell you the name of the people who can tell you a whole lot more than we can, and that's the folks at Zisser. They've been doing this for a long, long time. There are three participating Zisser locations. I want to make that clear. These are the three who are now making this show possible. These are the three we want you to visit. Delwood, Afton, and Wentzville. ZisserTire.com, Z-I-S-S-E-R, tire.com. That's all we ask. Don't buy the tires until you go talk to the folks at Zisser and give them a chance to make you a great tire deal. Tell them your AM and the PM. We appreciate it. This is such a great... I saw this guy on TV last night, the sheriff who's in jail, in the jail that's named after him. Did you see?
Oh, yeah.
Patrick Sullivan was arrested. Where this is in... is it Arizona or somewhere? Where is this place? Colorado. It was in the Denver Post. I broke the story. He's been arrested on suspicion of trading a meth for sex with a man. And this is a guy who, he's 68, he was former National Sheriff of the Year. I mean, out of all the sheriffs in the United States, the Police Association or Association of Sheriffs named him Sheriff of the Year. This guy was well-respected, known for his integrity, for cracking down on criminals and enforcing the law, and everybody is stunned. And apparently, it's not... There's really no question here. It's pretty cut and dry. This guy was caught red-handed trying to trade meth for sex with another guy. And, I mean, how embarrassing to his family. He's in a jail that's called the Patrick J. Sullivan Detention Facility. It was named after him because of his incredible reputation. How embarrassing when you're in an orange suit and you got cuffs and you're shuffling along and you look up and as you go in the building, you see your own name over the door.
Or your name's on your back with the your orange suit.
They've got to keep him separate.
Oh, they have
Oh, my
to.
Goodness. That's a, what a great story. Now, for the first time in 40 years, according to the Nielsen people, Nielsen, that's the outfit that does all the ratings, and it's as bogus as it is and as inaccurate as it is, it's all you have. It's like radio ratings. You have to live with it. But for the first time in 40 years, the number of households in this country that has television sets in them has dropped. Fewer homes than in 40 years with TVs. But here's the other thing. They also say that of the homes that have TVs, which is certainly the great majority of homes, over half the homes have three or more TVs. I believe that. I bet of all of us, the only one who doesn't have three TVs is probably Tina because you're single. How many TVs do you have?
I have one that I own and one that's just sitting at my house. It's not mine.
Oh, so you have one TV. Yeah. Dad, how many TVs do you have?
1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah. Peon?
2.
3? Oh, 2?
Yes.
Okay. I think 3 or more for over half the homes makes it. I couldn't even tell how many I have. I have way too many televisions.
That great line from Back to the Future when Marty's back in time and then he goes, well, we have 3 televisions at the house and he's back in 1955. And the mom and dad go, Dad, he's just fooling you. Nobody has more than one television set.
Hey, man, I'm old enough and I can tell you right now, the whole time I was at home until I left and got married and got on my own, we never had 2 TVs. Are you kidding?
No.
We had 1 television.
And it was a big old piece of furniture.
And you watched what your parents wanted to watch. That
Lawrence
was it. Lawrence Welk. Bingo.
And we changed the channel, too.
Well, the kids were the remote control. Get up and change the TV. You know, your dad would tell you to get up and put it on Andy Griffith or something. There was no remote control. We had a rotor, too. The thing on top of the TV that would turn the antenna.
Oh, yes.
It would make a noise.
My aunt had one of those at a little cabin down at the lake. It was the first one I'd ever seen. I was like, whoa, and I just want to go mess with it. She's like, leave it alone. Because once they found a spot to get certain stations, especially down at the lake, they didn't want to mess with
it. Yeah, there's no reception there to this day. You can barely pick up Springfield or Kansas City. I remember in the summer, my dad would go outside. The antenna was on a pole that ran up along the back of the house. And then, of course, the antenna was on top of that pole. And you could turn it. You could literally turn the antenna a certain direction. My dad would be out there, and the window would be open, and I'd be going, okay, now, right there, clear, no, static, go,
yeah.
No, snow, static, clear, right there, clear. And then he'd stop when I would yell clear, and that would be the place the antenna should be to pick up a particular station.
Was that the antenna pole?
No,
that's what I was going to ask.
No, that was my grandmother's antenna
pole. You didn't cheat on that antenna pole.
No, I didn't.
That was your favorite?
You just said his grandmother's pole.
Well, see, these morons.
I'm going to slide
up
and
do something
down
with a pole?
Yes.
Oh, you haven't heard
grandmother,
the story yet?
My grandmother's house, she had an antenna, TV antenna pole in the backyard.
Is this the grandma where her boob fell out, too?
No, Dan. The antenna...
One funny story at a time.
...was not flush against the house. It was isolated, in other words, a couple of feet out from the house, so that you could wrap yourself around the pole and climb up the pole.
It was on the ground?
It was in the ground.
Okay.
But it went up beside the house.
Okay.
And I, one day, I was, I don't know, like 11 or something, and I decided to climb the TV antenna pole, but I got up like 3 feet, and I felt this release, this blood leaving my body. It was the greatest sensation. I did myself climbing the pole.
Oh, my God.
It's like a dog humping something.
Oh, no.
As I was kind of, what do you call it, shinnying or whatever up
shimmying,
the pole?
Shimmying, yeah.
No, it's actually shinny, I think. Shimmy is like what a girl does.
So that was your first...
I had one climbing up the pole. And then my parents could never understand why I was always asking, when are we going to Grandma's house? I couldn't wait to go to my grandmother's house and get on that pole. It's like a dog and a stuffed animal or something, humping a stuffed animal. I'm dead serious. And I didn't know what was happening. I just knew...
Knew you wanted to do it again and again and again.
Yeah. No, Tina, you don't know what's happening when you're 11 years old.
Were your pants wet?
Yeah, but I didn't know why.
He didn't know what it was.
I didn't know what... I thought I was sweaty or something. But I'd get on that pole, man, and it didn't take 20 seconds. A couple of pulls, and...
Wow, that's a long time.
Slide down, and you're done. I still remember that, and I still remember that feeling, and the confusion. What the heck just happened? I thought it was sort of like I had cut off circulation, and I'd created some tingling. So I didn't know, man. And then
you wanted to do it again.
And then I figured it out.
And then there was that time when you climbed over the back seat to, or climbed over the seat.
And you know what? We don't have time for all these goofy stories, okay? We're not getting it all.
One at a time.
It makes me sound like a weirdo. All right, shoplifting at an all-time high. The economy is bad. People are stealing left and right. When we talk to you about Hackett Security, listen to this. If you don't think this applies to your home or your business, people breaking in, well, then you really don't get it. What do you think is the number one thing that is stolen from, and I'm not going to give a category, let's just say we're including all retail-type stores. What do you think is the number one theft item?
Cell phones.
Retail?
Steaks.
Steaks?
I was going to say food.
Wow.
Steak. They steal the food they can't afford, but they want. And that's steak. Check this. Number two, expensive liquor. They'll buy beer, cheap beer, but they'll steal, under the coat or whatever if they can, a bottle of really expensive liquor. Third, electric tools and electric appliances, small ones like electric toothbrushes. Those are big on the hot theft list.
Those are usually locked up now, like...
Well, that's why.
In a Walgreens
you know
or whatever.
What? Yeah. Hey, if you go to Walgreens and you can't figure out why would they lock up an electric razor, because they steal them like crazy.
Yeah.
And here's the other thing they steal. They steal these Gillette Mach 4 razor blades, these replacement blades.
Oh, those are so
expensive.
Those
are all locked up, too.
They're $23
yeah.
for like a 4-pack or something. And they lock those up. And I used to see that, and I go, you got to be kidding me. I can understand why Sam's locks up, what's that cognac, that Remy Martin?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's an expensive one, yeah.
Okay, I get that. That's in a glass with a key because it's $1,200 a bottle. Oh. But razor blades, and they're easy to steal. They're easy to stick in your pocket or your purse, so they lock them up. What else is on here? Electronic stuff, obviously. Cell phones. You know, those are bolted down now in the store. They've got a cord coming off of them, and you got like 2 feet to pull it out to play with it. Let me just take a look and check my list. How about this? Deodorant is stolen, but there's one brand of deodorant that far and away is the most stolen deodorant in the country. What do you think it is?
Ooh.
Axe?
I would say either.
Bingo. Tina got
Axe?
Oh, yeah. Cause
now, tell
like
me why, because I don't know anything about Axe. Why is that?
A teenager,
guy.
Maybe yeah. a teenager.
They have all those commercials about Axe, how it gets the gals.
It attracts women with the
smell. Oh, I thought
smell.
It would be Tussie Roll-On.
Tussie.
What do you think is the number one most stolen perfume for women?
gonna say. Hang on.
You got the axe. Maybe you can get this one.
No, I'm not sure about this one.
It's an old name. It's been around forever. Chanel No. 5.
Oh, I was going to say.
Chanel No. 5. I couldn't even tell you what it smells like. I don't know.
I used to use that. It came in a black
thing. I don't know anything about it. I don't even know. I can smell a Shalimar right now. It's vanilla. I know what that smells like. Which reminds me, this morning on television, what did I see? Even after she's dead, there's Liz Taylor again for Christmas.
White Diamonds?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
There she is in that black and white TV thing again, and she's dead. She's still making money.
Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
Married couple has the wedding, reception, leave, head for a nice hotel for their honeymoon. The hoopla is over. The gifts are at her mom's house. She'll worry about the thank you cards later. Whew, finally, alone in a nice hotel room the night of the wedding, he pulls his tie loose from his tuxedo, takes the jacket off, sits down, pulls his patent leather tuxedo shoes off, looks at his new bride and says, "Let's do it." She says, "What? What did you say?" He said, "I said, let's do it." She said, "This is the man I married? A man who talks to me like that on our wedding night? Let's do it? Where are your manners? This is not the guy that I dated. This is not the guy that I fell in love with, the guy that I said yes to when he proposed to me. That was a guy with manners. That was a guy who had more manners at the dinner table than you have right now here at our honeymoon bed where we're going to consummate our marriage. Let's do it. What happened to the manners? Maybe you need to try that again and at least have some sort of decency and use some semblance of the manners that I hear at the table that are better than that." He says, "I'm sorry, baby. I guess I got excited." She says, "Well, maybe we'll try this again." So he gets on the bed, and she gets on the bed. He looks at her, and he says, "Honey?" She says, "What?" He says, "Would you please pass the vagina?"
With another look at traffic, here's Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hello, Frank.
Hello, Tina. Got a couple crashes to report this afternoon. Eastbound Highway 40 at 141 reported in the right lane there. An earlier crash was in the left lane. Could be the same one that they moved over to the right lane there. So it's a slow stretch eastbound on 40 near 141. Also a crash reported on the ramp northbound 270 to westbound 70 on the left shoulder of the ramp. Not causing too many delays there. Northbound on Bennington is closed just north of Highway 364, the Page Extension. That has you heavy westbound on the Page Extension from 270 all the way out to Bennington. And it also has some slow pockets on those ramps headed to westbound 364 from north and southbound 270. Southbound 270 slows at Dorset down to Ladue, then again 40 down to Big Bend. Do have an incident on the right shoulder, southbound 270, just north of Olive. Southbound 55 heavy now between River to Pear and the Revis Barracks exit. Southbound Telegraph is heavy between 255 and Baumgartner. Heavy headed out of the city, westbound 40 Kings Highway to McCausland, Ballast to Mason. Then again the airport road out to the Boone Bridge. 40 eastbound slows at 20th Street to the Poplar. 70 eastbound slows at Adelaide to St. Louis Avenue. This update brought to you by Check Into Cash. Check Into Cash guarantees the lowest rate on title loans. If you have a loan with someone else, Check Into Cash will help you buy it back. You will save money. Ask about their $50 cashback holiday offer. Hurry to Check Into Cash. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550 KTRS.
Bill Cleveland's Trivia Night.
Join me every Saturday night starting at 9 o'clock where you take your best shot at answering trivia questions. Show us what you know about everything from movies to history, and you can win all sorts of great prizes. We play great games, too, like Ask Bill Anything, where you try to stump us with your interesting trivia questions. And above all, it's a good time that the whole family can listen to. When you're out and about on Saturday nights, make sure KTRS is on your radio and join in on the fun. Saturday nights starting at 9 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Now that the spring storms are over with, you have to start thinking about what the winter is going to do. Rain, sleet, snow. Well, at John Bill Roofing, they are gearing up to fix the next set of roofs. And if you need roofing repair, now is the best time to call John Bill Roofing because there's a little bit of a lull before people start calling about their winter problems. Call John Bill Roofing now, 1-800-NEW-ROOF. John Bill Roofing came out to my house. I've got a flat roof, and I have then a gabled roof, and I got parapet walls. I had all sorts of problems. John Bill Roofing came out and fixed it where other roofing companies just didn't even have a clue. John Bill Roofing came out, fixed it all, sent me pictures to my phone while they were fixing it. Great customer service, 24-hour emergency service, fully licensed on both sides of the rivers. Roofing as well as tuck pointing, residential, commercial, industrial, it doesn't matter. 1-800-NEW-ROOF, that's 1-800-NEW-ROOF, or johnbillroofing.com.
In 1995, Lacefield Music opened its first store in South County Center. Hi, this is Kathy from Lacefield Music, and our goal then and today is to provide a place where anyone, regardless of age or experience, could learn to play the piano. Since then, we have fulfilled that dream for thousands of people in our South County, St. Charles, and Shiloh, Illinois locations. For the past 3 years, Lacefield Music has opened a temporary store in Chesterfield Mall for the holidays. But every year, people ask us why we don't have a full-time store in the Chesterfield market. So we have decided to change all that. Once again, we will open a holiday store in Chesterfield Mall for November and December, but in February, we will open our first full-time Lacefield Music location in Chesterfield Mall. Remember, when you buy a piano from Lacefield Music, you will receive free, unlimited adult piano classes. Lacefield Music is a locally owned family business with locations in your neighborhood. Visit us in South County, St. Charles, Shiloh, Illinois, and now in Chesterfield Mall. Online at lacefieldmusic.com.
Is your car on the fritz? Are you stranded? Or maybe you don't want to chance it after a late night of drinking. Make sure you call ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. At ABC Checker Cab, they have GPS in all of the cars, which means the ABC Checker Cab dispatcher knows exactly where every single cab is, and it can get to you and get to your destination faster than any other cab company. It's ABC Checker Cab, 314-766-RIDE. Not only do they have more advanced technology than any other cab company, they also have corporate accounts, medical transports, courier service, school accredited, and each driver has had a total and complete background check. 314-766-RIDE. Put it in your phone and put it as a speed dial number. 314-766-RIDE or abccabco.net. That's abccabco.net or 314-766-RIDE. You need a cab. It's as easy as ABC. ABC Checker Cab. 314-766-RIDE. ABC Checker Cab.
Oh!
That's the reaction you'll receive.
Wow.
When you give a gift from Hufford's Jewelry.
Ooh.
Hufford's Jewelry doesn't just sell fine jewelry.
Wow.
For three generations, they've built a legacy of trust and integrity and can use their knowledge to fulfill your gift-giving expectations.
Ooh.
Featuring a full repair shop, estate jewelry services, purchasing and auctioning with their certified graduate gemologists, and a member of the American Gem Society, Hufford's Jewelry, on Clayton Road in Frontenac, just west of Plaza Frontenac, specializes in...
Ooh, thank you.
Hufford's Jewelry.
It's Vegas, baby! Casino Queen is the place to be on Fridays, December 2nd through the 23rd for Vegas Nights. Light up the night on Fridays at Casino Queen. 11 winners every hour from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. win their share of $75,000 in Royal Free Play. Earn entries from December 1st through the 23rd. Don't miss Vegas Nights. Fridays in December. Viva the Queen. Casino Queen. Home of the loosest slots. See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
For everything electrical, you ought to see the friendly experts at Metro Electric Supply. Since 1967, they've been helping folks with their electrical needs, like switches, energy-saving dimmers, regular and specialty bulbs, breakers, new panels or panel upgrades, replacement parts, and much, much more at an affordable price and with assistance from people who know what they're doing. What a concept. For quality service and expert advice, visit any of their 7 convenient locations and experience the Metro Electric Supply difference. For the location nearest you, visit MetroElectricSupply.com.
This holiday season, give the gift of Cardinals baseball with 2012 all-inclusive tickets. 2012 all-inclusive tickets go on sale Friday, featuring a full buffet, complimentary beer and soda, plus a great view of the game. Enjoy the game from Busch Stadium's most popular areas, including the Champions Club, Bank of America Club, Coca-Cola scoreboard patio, and more. Make it a world champion holiday season. All-inclusive tickets go on sale Friday at 10 a.m. at Cardinals.com.
Some prefer cremation, and others traditional burial. It's a matter of personal preference, a family choice. Schrader Funeral Home and Crematory can help you plan a service that's right for you. Their pre-planning specialists can help you make arrangements just the way you want it. Visit Schrader.com to learn more.
Don't let a dead battery spoil your plans. Get a free battery test at AutoZone. If it needs replacing, only AutoZone's got proven tough Duralast batteries to keep you going.
Check this, I got an email from a listener who lives in Fairbanks, Alaska.
Whoa!
Says, everyone in Fairbanks who does not have four-wheel drive must have snow tires and studs. So there are still studs.
Did you hear what happened in Nome, Alaska today?
No.
Normally their gas is about $6 a gallon, and they have it shipped there by barge, I think, twice a year, and the barge couldn't make it this winter because of the storm. So they're going to have to fly gasoline in, and it's going to jack the price up like $3, so they're going to have to pay like $9 a gallon.
Yeah, one more reason not to be in Alaska.
Not to be in Alaska.
Especially in the winter. We're going somewhere warmer, Southern California. Check in with Mike Evans. That is made possible by Thompson Price Kitchens, Baths, and Home. ThompsonPrice.com. You can go there and pick up your Tool Belt Team gift certificates. And because you're AM and the PM, get a beautiful chrome or brushed nickel squeegee. Regularly $25, yours $15. ThompsonPrice.com. Give it up for Mike Evans.
Give it up. Shiraz, Shiraz.
See what he did there?
Whatever will be, will be.
This could be a long report.
Music's not ours, let's see.
Future's not ours.
Hey, Shiraz, Shiraz.
I don't think we've heard any consumption lately.
You know what? I've been laying off the wine,
the
but today it's cold here in Bond Springs. I've fired up that bad boy.
Hey, what is
popped
it? The 60s?
Open a nice bottle and I'm sucking it down.
Yeah. Cold means like 68 or something.
No, it's freezing here. It's today's high is only 62.
What did I just say? 60s.
Wow.
That's cold, dude.
That's freezing.
I went outside. I had t-shirt, turtleneck, then a short sleeve sports shirt over that, and a jacket. What do you call it? Not a beanie, not a toque. Had a toque on.
Mm-hmm.
Had long johns and a pair of pants.
Oh. Yeah, nobody feels bad for you. I looked at your weather, and in 3 days you're back into the 70s, mid 70s to 80s. So nobody feels bad.
What about the next 3 days?
Nobody feels bad for you.
Happy December 1st. Got a pop quiz question in order. Who are the three richest actors in England? Your choices are Robert Pattinson, Daniel Radcliffe. Keira Knightley. Exactly. Love Nuggets. Chris Humphreys wants an annulment rather than a divorce. And by law in the state of California, there must be a specific reason for an annulment. Chris only has 8 choices offered by the state. He's chosen the reason of fraud, saying that Kim Kardashian defrauded him. This is going to get ugly. In the state of California, if there's no children involved, any divorce is actually open to the public, any trial. So, like the McCourts trial, the people that own the Dodgers, this thing's going to be in front page news.
You know what?
If it goes that far.
If they're smart, and I think somebody who's working with the Kardashians from a marketing standpoint is very smart, they will sell video of the divorce proceedings.
It's open court. They can't even sell that. It's open to the public.
You can't have a camera? But you can't have a camera?
They'll have the camera in the courtroom.
Okay, but they can't sell the video? Why not? Because not everybody can get to California.
Let me tell you something. Here's the bottom line on this. Kim Kardashian, in my opinion, made up this whole marriage thing for publicity. I really, truly believe Chris Humphreys is hurt. He's shocked by what happened. That's why he's going after her. And I think the last thing in the world that the Kardashians want is any part of this. I think it's going to get ugly, and it's going to make the Kardashians look horrible.
Well, he must be a pretty dumb guy if he actually thought that she was crazy about him.
Well, then I heard the newest thing, they're releasing a story or something that he's gay, or that was some tabloid
magazine.
He
seems gay.
He's goofy, but I don't think he's gay.
Well,
a couple of Valentine's Day weddings I'm hearing about. Jennifer Aniston.
Mm-hmm.
Getting
hitched
to Justin Theroux. Anne Hathaway. Getting hitched to her boyfriend, fiancé, Adam Schulman. If you've never heard of Adam Schulman, you're not alone. He's only done a few bit parts on television. I don't even know how she met up with this guy.
I never liked Jennifer Aniston that much till this year.
Oh, I think she is hot pocket.
I've decided she is cute.
Anne Hathaway, I think she is the goofiest looking stork woman. I can't stand her.
I like Anne Hathaway.
That's just me. TV news, the mustard's really come off of Simon Cowell hot dog. The ratings on his X Factor shows here and in England are both dropping. Actually, they were tied for number one last night, but they were tied for number one with Survivor. Still came in number 16 or 17 for the week. You never saw American Idol coming in number 16 or 17.
Hey, who's the girl? Who's the girl who looks like the girl we were just talking about? But she's a porn star and she does just
here
about,
it comes.
She does just about anything or anybody. And all the way.
Yeah. Thank you.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Don't ruin my report, Frank. Please.
Too late.
Please. What?
Too late.
He already ruined
too late.
It.
Pop quiz question. Oh, no, I already did that part.
Yeah.
Sorry about that. British prosecutors are turning up the heat on Piers Morgan involving that phone hacking scandal. Is there a worse interviewer
no.
in media than
no.
Piers Morgan?
No, he's horrible.
You liked him in the beginning.
I did not like him.
Yeah, the very beginning you thought it was a good move for him to take over for Larry King.
No, I didn't say that.
We argued about it.
I said he has a great reputation in Britain as being a terrific journalist. We'll
Step
see.
Up.
We'll see what happens here. And what's happened here is nobody likes the guy.
His ratings last week hit an all-time low, 154,000 viewers.
Get rid of him.
Wow.
Which is less than Rosie O'Donnell had, and she's been dropped from the Oprah network.
Already?
Rosie's
yeah.
show
started what did that last
been
a week?
Very quietly let go.
Wow.
Beautiful.
Movie news, I haven't seen Iron Lady, the Margaret Thatcher biopic.
Looks good.
Starring Meryl Streep.
Looks really good.
But I've heard you can take this to the bank. Streep will not only be nominated, she will win her third Oscar. You know, people in England are upset about it because the last 25 minutes, they paint Margaret Thatcher getting old as being a little senile, a little grumpy, a little dumpy.
Hey, that's anybody.
Hey, you get to be 80 years old, that happens.
Yeah.
Hello. That Gotti, John Gotti movie that originally had Lindsay Lohan in the cast, currently has John Travolta, Kelly Preston.
I'm gonna be God's gangster movie. I'm gonna be in the gangster movie.
Who is this?
John Travolta. You know who it is. Mr. Gotti. I'm gonna hang out with gangsters.
Oh my God.
It is so sad.
Uh-oh.
All right, just like yesterday, we had a challenge with Dan and Jimmy Stewart. Ready?
Yeah.
Mr. Gotti.
My turn. Mr. Scott, I'm going to be a mover, but the gangsters never think of it.
Mover, Advantage Evans. this movie, Gotti, this thing is as dead as old man Kelsey. Nobody gets along. They can't agree on the script. The money's dried up. Supposed to start shooting next month. I don't think it's going to happen. Coolest nugget of the day. Oh, maybe the week. Oh, maybe the month. Oh, maybe the coolest nugget of the year. The last gadget Steve Jobs invented, a television set with no clicker. All voice activated. Turn
yeah,
on.
Yeah, there
NFL
you go.
NFL football. Volume down.
Hey, why not?
It's currently being made. It is currently in production.
You just sit in your chair and you go, HBO. Why not? That's easy.
Is that going to completely reinvent television?
I think it's fantastic. Because
you know there's going to be a man going, ESPN, and a wife going, Lifetime! ESPN, Lifetime!
Oh, yeah.
Could be a little bit of that.
You won't have control.
You never lose the changer again. Never going to fall in between the
But you,
the
you know what? When you get that remote and you can't find the input button or the mute button, you just say mute and the sound goes off.
There you go.
Or ESPN, or whatever you want. I think it's a great idea.
I mean, other than getting you a beer, I don't think it gets any better than this.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
And finally.
Yeah, I won.
Name them in order. 1, 2, 3. Richest English actors. Robert Pattinson, Daniel Radcliffe, Keira Knightley.
Tina.
I'm going to go Radcliffe, Knightley, Pattinson.
That's what I was going to do.
Same here.
Radcliffe, Pattinson, Knightley.
Well, obviously, the host of this show is out
genius.
Of touch. The
He's
rest of you are correct.
Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe, worth $81 million. Keira Knightley, with a great contract on the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise. Robert Pattinson, could probably use for a new agent. Keira Knightley, $48 million. Robert Pattinson, $40 million. Wow. Mike Evans, Live Hollywood. Good night now!
Okay, since he called me a loser, I'm going to... I didn't mention this yesterday. He called Steven Spielberg Spielberg. Spilling your drink. Called him Spielberg yesterday. So, that's what he gets for calling me a loser. Mike Evans in Southern California, brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home. It's Thursday night, everybody. It's Shrimp and Crab Legs Night at Argosy Casino Alt. Does that sound good or what?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds really good. Get some drawn butter. Drip some down on your chin. Who cares? Take a shirt you don't care anything about and knock yourself out. Biggest crab legs in town. All you can eat, along with the shrimp and all the other things on the Captain's Table Buffet. That is every Thursday night. You want to go to a good show and go in for a really reasonable price, in fact, for nothing but an unwrapped new toy? Then December 9th and 10th, you want to be at Argosy's Music Hall for the variety show with Bob Zaney, Greg Morton, Keith West, and Showgirls. You take an unwrapped new toy, you get in. You don't have a toy, $10 will get you in, and that $10 will then go to Toys for Tots. January 6th, it's Steve Davis, Memories of Elvis, one night only. Again, that's the 6th at 7 o'clock. And the Johnny Cash tribute with Bill Fornes and one more round, January 20th and 21st. Get an Argosy Preferred card. They're free. Go to guest services and get one. You'll be kept apprised of all the contests and the chances to win and the discounts and all that stuff. So get a card. It's easy to do. And here's the phone number for any information, tickets, or whatever. It's an easy one, too. 1-800-711-GAME. That's 1-800-711-GAME. Argosy Casino Alton.
It's time to check on the roads with Frank Ladd with your Golden Oak Lending traffic. What's going on, Frank?
Well, we've got that crash still eastbound Highway 40 just east of 141. It is on the right shoulder. Westbound Highway 40, still a slow stretch between Kings Highway and McCausland. Westbound on Highway 40 as well. Spady out to 141, then from the Spirit of St. Louis overpass out to the Boone Bridge. Still working a crash on the ramp from Olive to northbound 270. You're slow northbound on 270 in pockets between 64 and Olive. Southbound 270, slow go between Page and Big Bend. 170 southbound, slow between Page and Brentwood. Got a new accident as well. Northbound 270, the ramp to westbound Highway 70. A little bit of a backup on to northbound 270 now due to police on the scene. 70 westbound, slow going Zumble out to T.R. Hughes. We're still heavy westbound on 364 from 270 to Bennington due to that earlier crash on North Bennington, just north of Highway 364. The right lane is blocked in the southbound direction now, so traffic should be getting thinned out pretty quickly. 70 eastbound slows at Grand to St. Louis Avenue. We've all thinned out eastbound Highway 40 up to the Poplar Street Bridge. And in the middle of that slowdown, eastbound 70, headed towards the Poplar, you're slow going because of an accident at Shreve. That accident is reported. This update brought to you by the St. Louis Bread Company. At St. Louis Bread Company, baking is a time-honored tradition, and that's why every night at every bakery cafe, skilled bakers bake fresh bread from fresh dough. Come in today for a freshly baked favorite or a holiday specialty like seasonal breads and cookies. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Frank Ladd on the Big 550, KTRS.
Hey, Pauly, I think it's time for a sit-down.
A sit-down? That don't sound too good, boss.
It's okay, Pauly. You can pick the place. Pick a nice place.
Well, gee, boss, I'd have to go with Mama Campisi's on the Hill.
Ah, Mama's on the Hill, the home of toasted ravioli and the best chicken spadini in town.
Yeah, boss, Mama's is the premier family restaurant on the Hill. My cousin Gino had his wedding reception there, and they catered the going-away party for little Tony.
Oh, yeah, little Tony. He loved Mama's homemade dressing on the salad and their linguine with clams. Little Tony always had great taste.
That's right, boss. We could do lunch or dinner. They're open 7 days a week, and it's easy to find on the Hill at Edwards and Bischoff.
Okay, Paulie. Give him a call and make a reservation for tonight.
Sure thing, boss. By the way, when's the last time you ate at Mama's?
Oh, just last month with little Tony.
Mama's on the Hill. Reserve your next sit-down by calling 314-776-3100 or go to mamasonthehill.com.
Please listen to this important announcement from Pfizer, the makers of Lipitor, atorvastatin calcium tablets. Pfizer may help you reduce the cost of your monthly Lipitor prescription. For eligible patients, Lipitor is available for as little as $4 a month with the Lipitor copay card. Terms and conditions apply. To learn more, please visit Lipitor.com. See our ad in Cooking Light magazine. Learn more at Lipitor.com or call 1-888-LIPITOR.
Wow, it's over already.
Yep.
It goes much too fast. Have a great Thursday evening, everybody.
You've got a friend in me. You've got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You do get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump.